Okay, Mishnah. I'm sorry, I'm 3 seconds early. Mishnah. Ben Tashanu V'yemecha, top, tzadi vavim the base. Ben Tashanu V'yemecha, Chavar Yevamtai. A 9-year-old lives with his Yevama, which Chazal considered a mimer. And again, we're operating, this is a rabbinic ability the Rabbanan gave a 9-year-old, that when he does bia, it's like he made a mimer. And then his brother, who's 9, also lived with her. So Reuben died, left 2 young children, 11 and 10. One lived with her, then the other lived with her. So Zonkta Tanakama Paisla Yadai. Each one can't do Yibum, because the other one did Mimer, and each Mimer affects the other one, meaning the first one can't do Mimer because the second one lived with her, and the second one can't do Mimer. I'm sorry, the first one can't do Yibum, and the second one can't do Yibum. Shimon Aimer Loi Paisel. Because Shimon's opinion is, if Mimer works, Chazal made it work that the second one doesn't work at all. He's Mitzupik if Mimer works. He doesn't know. But one thing's for sure, one is not better than the other. Meaning, Reuben died, Shimon lived with her. If that's Mimer that works, then Levi's Mimer is meaningless. So he lived with her, b'shaygig, it wouldn't, meaning she thought it was legal, then she wouldn't become usher for Shimon to do Yibum. Aye, it's Mimer after Mimer. You only get a chance for one Mimer. If Shimon's Mimer worked, then Levi's Mimer is meaningless. So his living with the woman is meaningless. Now, if he did it b'mezid, then it would be like she was Mizana, and since Mimer might work rabbinically completely, we would be usher for her to marry Shimon. It would be like a rabbinic Eishes Ish that was Mizana. But if she did it b'shaygig, she doesn't become usher and Shimon, and Levi's Mimer is meaningless. Now, if Shimon's Mimer didn't work, because Shimon is not sure, then Levi's Mimer didn't work either. And therefore, she's like, no, but nothing happened to her. So then for sure she could have Yibum. So either way, Shimon can do Yibum. Because if his Mimer worked, Levi's Mimer didn't work. And if his Mimer didn't work, either did Levi's. So Levi's out. The only question is, can Shimon do Yibum? Why not? She was Mizana. She did it b'shaygi. She thought it was legal. Mimer might not have worked. Okay, so she's Yevama that nothing happened to. So either way, Dr. Shimon, Loi Paisel. And therefore, the first one can do Yibum.
Why is it worse that she doesn't remain?
Because she's a rabbinic anxious issue, she's Mizana. Because since the Rabbanon said Mimer, according to Shimon, if it works, it's a king and gunner, the Rabbanon. Not just a partial.
That's his wife.
Right, and then she was Mizana.
With who?
With her husband's brother.
Lady?
Yeah. Right. Now, I'm going to read the Rashi. Rashi, everybody jumps on the Rashi. Okay? So I'm going to explain it the way the Mashal explains it. But we'll do it. Rashi. Paisa Yadoi, Nabali Kamai Marachamai, but his name types him both. Both work. The Kivin the Bay get me shiny, since Levi's Maimah needs to get. Come based on Levi, Kim Shleibana Shulayivna. There's a rabbinic Isser. Because if, right, it's like once one did Yibum, the other can't do Yibum. And since both did Mimer and both worked, because Mimer is like a partial, and you can have two partials, therefore, Levi's Mimer inhibits her from having Yibum from Shimon. If Shimon Mimer Loi Paisel, because he's tiny time in the Gemara. Okay, gone, the Bia Sheini Bishgaga, Shgaga. Rashi explains, this living with Levi she thought was legal. The Yibum Mezen, if she lived with Matt Levi Bemezen, Hakaimulam biyasa bia, we would consider it a bia, but that regis alof. Now, listen carefully. She won't get killed here because it's only a rabbinic mimer. But if this would be biblical, she would get killed. So even if it's rabbinic, she becomes prohibited. That's how the Mashal explains Rashi, because everybody's bothered. She doesn't get killed. Mimer's rabbinic. How could you kill a lady because she had mimer? Word in that regis all of me gets killed. What? Statement. Rashi is saying, if Biba Mezen, she wouldn't be able to have Yibum from Shimon later. If she was Mizana with Levi, she gets killed. Frank the Mashah, the Tyson Shishonim, what do you mean she gets killed? Mimer's rabbinic. Since when do you kill a rabbinic Asian fish? Not Chai Misa. Dr. Mashah, had this been a real Kedushin, she would have gotten killed. So if it's a rabbinic Kedushin, she's prohibited. That's how Rabbi Shaul learns Rashi. Even though Rashi uses the word v'nereges, that's how Rabbi Shaul explains it.
Shumei
Shazish. Rabbinically. Abayim is rabbinic. But Rav Shimon says if it works, she's a rabbinic Eish Hashish. She's not a partial. She's a total Eish Hashish. Makes no difference. Yes, it was. Well, Eish Hashish is Neregis. Eish Hashish is Karas. Pasla Rishayin Al Atzma. That's my turn. I think Pasla is my turn, yeah. I don't know. I don't see the word Pasla in the mission at all.
Who cares if her brother? She's
the Zion
with another person.
Enochanami. Enochanami. She's Asir to him. She becomes Asir to him. You're right. Once he did Maimir, Queen Trim Shimon, she might be a rabbinic Ejesish, and no matter who she's Mizana, she becomes Asir. But our mission is talking about she was Mizana with his brother. Let's do the next Rashi. Pasla l'Rishayin al Atzmai. No, okay, this is the next case in the mission, so we might as well do it. Ben Teshon of Yemecha Tzibar Yevimtai. Reuven died and left two wives. He left wife A and wife B. He has a 9-year-old brother who lived with wife A. Then the 9-year-old brother lived with wife B. Now, if Maimer worked completely, right, according to the Tanakhama, Maimer is partial. So he's partial to A and partial to B. No Yibum to A because of B and no Yibum to B because of A. Like the case before with two brothers and one lady. Now it's two ladies and one guy. He did Maimer to Rachel, then Maimer to Leah. The Maimer to Leah asks him on Rachel, the Maimer to Rachel asks him on Leah. But you can't do Yibum to two ladies. And this is partial. Rabbinically, it's partial Yibum. Partial Yibum to Rachel, partial Yibum to Leah. Which means he can't do complete Yibum to either of the two. If he lived with her, it would be Yibum already.
Mimer.
It's rabbinic. It would be rabbinically offered to her. Right. Well, not really. Okay. I'm not going to get involved in that. It could be a lav. We had an abjurim at Beis and Machloikis, whether it becomes Eishes Sachar or not. Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, or Rishlokis. None at all. None at all. The same Machloikis could be had by a godless mimer and a godless mimer. Same thing. This conversation could have been Shimon the godless did mimer and Levi the godless did mimer. Again. According to Shimon, only one mimer works. According to the Rabbanan, both mimers work. If they're godless. No tchil of a type. They're godless. You're right. This conversation could have been held by two adult brothers. One did mimer, the other didn't mimer. Rabbanan would say she can't do yibum to either. Rav Shimon would say she can do yibum to the first. But we're having it by a 9-year-old's bia, which is like mimer. You're right. This same conversation could have been had by mimer. More than that. Even if you hold yes, my ma'acha mimer. If you hold a ma'acha mimer, is mimer a complete kinyan or not? There could be two parts. You can learn mimer is not a complete kinyan and a ma'acha mimer. Rav Shimon is saying mimer is a complete kinyan. He's saying if it works, it's 100% rabbinic, not partials. So ben teshalavi emecha tabayivem tabakaba atzeresa. By living with the second one, he did mimer with the second one. And he did mimer with the first, and mimer in the second, he can't do yibum to either. Again, Shimon says if the first one was mimer, the second was nothing. If the first one wasn't mimer, either is the second one. So therefore, he can live with the first one. Again, you're 100% right. This case would have been able to be by two adults with mimer. Instead, the mission is talking about two children with Via. Rashi, Pasla l'Rishayin al Atzma, the coach can't listen to you. The bias echad ibayna, vein bayna shnei batim. He can only build one house, not two houses. The kivin dein biyasa b'Rishayin a kinyan gomer. Mahani biyashniya latzrich a get. The biyashniya requires a get. The kivin the yav get, kum kula beisa b'lo yivna. The whole house becomes a lot. Rabbinic. Shimon emiloy paisel. Rav Shimon biyaz ventesha leikanya. Umashaira. Not partial. Ela sabik kanya, sabik leikanya. If it was kaina, the first one works, and the second one doesn't count. The came biyata b'tzarasa wouldn't count. We love kain you have the kamishle ba'olay zu b'olay zu. And if it doesn't work, it's zero. But to the kaim erishayna. On the shniya loy b'kaim, we can't keep the second one. Then maybe you have to kain yabir shayna, because maybe it did work. The kaim erishniya loy b'yitzi shnei batim, rabbinic shnei batim. So the Gemara by the Tanya Amalem Reb Shimon l'chachamim. And the Bryce explains this. Reb Shimon said to the Chachamim, in Biyah Rishayna Biyah, Biyah Shniyayna Biyah. If the first one work, the second one is worthless. In Biyah Rishayna Biyah, Biyah Shniyayna Biyah. To me, Maimer is 100% rabbinic or zero rabbinic. No partial. If it worked, she's 100% rabbinically married to first brother, the second brother is nothing. If it didn't work, it would work to neither. So she's zero to anybody. So she, Tanakama's position is mine as a partial. Rabbanan gave it partial kinyan. Leaves room for another kinyan. This is the machlokes we had back in the fifth barak, yesh maimer, acha maimer. Rashi. Bia sheni nami ain't a bia, the kaimelon, ain't bia acha bia. Vavale bia sheni ki bia sinish dalma. Right? It becomes like a regular. As Baruch Maisha pointed out, he could have been an other man. The Kivan the Shegegasi, Sharya. It's the Shegeg. If she'd been Mazen, she wouldn't be able to stay married to her first, the first brother, because she's like an Ashes Ish rabbinic that was Mazana. Masli, okay. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Now, our Mishnah equated two brothers and one Yavama to one Yavam to two Yavamas. First case of the Mishnah was, Reuven died and left Shimon and Levi, who both lived with the same woman, which is like Maimer. And the second case was, Reuven died and left two wives, and Shimon lived with both of the ladies. And the Mishnah equated them both and said, if it worked, like the same machlokes. Rabban Azai made a difference. He said, when a woman, man dies and leaves two brothers, they both have the power of Maimer. But when a man dies and leaves two wives, you can only do Maimer to one of them, the second one is nothing. He differentiates by Maimer achar Maimer, whether it's two brothers to the same Yavama or one brother to two Yavamas. He said the power of Maimer to be able to do two is by two brothers and one Yavama. That's how Chazal made it. But by one Yavam and two Yavamas, once you do Maimer to one, there's no room for Maimer to the other. So our Mishnah equates the two. Ben Azai differentiates. So Masnitz is the like of Ben Azai. The Tanya Ben Azai, Mayesh Maimer Acha Maimer, Mishnei Yavamim V'Yavamacha. Two Yavamim and one Yavamah. Chazal did institute two Maimers. They Maimer Acha Maimer, Mishnei Yavamim V'Yavamacha. But by two ladies, they did. Why they did it that way, I don't know. It's all rabbinic. They didn't do it that way. Rashi, Masnitz is the like of Ben Azai. Masnitz is the Chosh of B'Yazu K'Maimer. The Mishnah that counts the nine-year-old B'Yah like a Maimer. Uktani the Mahayim Maimer Acha Maimer. And our Mishnah said, you can have two mimers. Maybe you have a mechad to stay yavamas kisefa. Maybe stay yavam and viva machas kiresha. The Mishnah said in both cases, two men, one woman, two women, one man. The Roy Kibbenazah. Because the Kibbenazah said, yes, my macha might be stay yavam and viva macha. The Tavayu mi ikora. And Yaziki kiadadininu. They both started out even. Mimer the Kamalav kinya gomeru. Right? And the first one's a mimer, Rabbanan considered a partial. The Biyu, the Kasa Rachmano. The Torah only Robia. Rabbanan who Amr Lehadim Mishum Gzeira. Right? They instituted Maimer because of Gzeira. Because of a fire to prepare Gilgam Leo. Hilgam Legara Batra Mikama. No different the second than the first. They made Maimer for both brothers. They Maimer Acha Maimer Mishte Yavam Mishivam Mechad. Chako Koycha Vekinyana Shahar Lelinya Maimer. All his power that he had for Maimer, nothing but Rishayna, he gave it to the first one, the Dachas Hashni, and he pushed away the second one. The Istigars for Ibcha, some say Ben Azai the opposite, meaning that it works by two ladies, not by two men. The Lashon Rishanira, the Kain Shemati, I agree to the first Lashon, which is our Gersh in the Gemara.
What does Ben Azai say that they have to do now? Yish Maimer, Maimer, gives one a get and another one a
Zibul? Well, that becomes a Shaila. Can you give a get to the Maimer only without affecting the Zika? That was the Machlokes back.
To release the Maimer again to give a get, right?
Again, question is it doable? When you give a get, are you also weakening the Zika and no longer allowing for evil?
For the other brother.
For any brother. Can you just remove Maimer and leave her as she was before with the machloikas we had earlier in the Masechta? Yes. Oh, an adult cannot do Maimer with Bia. An adult's Bia is evil.
Yeah.
A minor's Bia, biblically, is nothing. It doesn't count. He's a minor. Meaning, a minor can't acquire. How can a minor acquire a woman? So it works rabbinically like a minor by an adult. She has to wait till he becomes an adult and then live with her again for evil, correct? Or give a get and then do chalitza. Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Ben Teisha Shana V'yay Mechot Shabal Yevemtoi. Umeis. Reuven died. Shimon is 9 years old. He did Yibum. He did Bia. And then he died. So this lady now is coming from two houses. Reuven died. She never had Yibum. Nor Chalitza. Shimon did Maimer and then he died. So now, rabbinically, she's falling from Shimon's house. Biblically, she's falling from Reuven's house. So Levi, the other brother, cannot do evil. Because you're not allowed to be miyabim, a woman that's falling from two houses. That's a rabbinic law. This lady is falling with evil as Reuven's wife, because nobody took care of her biblically, and as Shimon's wife, because she was married to Shimon rabbinically, through Maimer. So this lady now is a widow of two husbands. She biblically was married to the first husband, and nobody ever took care of that. The Zika is still there. Rabbinically, she was married to the second husband. So now Levi can't do Yibum, because you can't be Mayabim, a woman that's coming from two houses. Mm-hmm. He has to do Chalitza.
Shimon was the second one that died. She was a godless did Maimer.
Same thing. Again, all these cases, you can substitute Maimer of an adult for Bia of a child.
You never lived that before?
Yes, we did. All we're doing is taking the halakhos of Maimer and putting it over to a 9-year-old's Bia. Right. Rashi. Ben teishi shonu v'yamechit shabal yivemtu meitz chaletus v'lem yisavemet. She has zika of two yevamim. She never left the first one. But she has the second one rabbinically. A woman cannot have yevam if she's coming from two houses. Back to the Mishnah. Not the Ishur Meis. He married a woman and he died. A 9-year-old married a woman. There is no validity to that marriage at all. No Yibum. A 9-year-old walks over to a lady and says, Hariat Mekudashesli, in front of two Adam. And then he dies. She's not a Yibumba. She was never married. Rashi? What? And if he did, he's 9 years old. No difference. The only reason it works like Yibum is because there's a Zika. Even though he lived with her and it's recognized that a 9-year-old can have in a relationship, kedusha v'ein kedushin, he can't marry her. V'ein kinyan katan klum. Actually, Yavi Beis Saras. Ava by Yevama, how it was kukale, since there was zika, shab yarbon and kamaimer. Rabbanan made a bia of a 9-year-old a maimer when there's zika, but when a regular 9-year-old marries a woman, there's no kedushin. It's nothing. It's living out of wedlock. It's nothing. Back to the Mishnah. Ben takes the son of Yemecha Chavar Yevimtoi. Yes.
Is she a tzara, this one?
Nothing. A new case. A 9-year-old boy walks over to a 12-year-old girl and with a ring and says, Hurry up, Mekudeshesli, and there are two eight of them.
How about the other one before?
I never got there. You're ahead of me. I'm headed there now. Ben takes his son of the Yemeka to buy a Vemtai. A 9-year-old lived with his Yavama. He's rabbinically married to her. Umisi Higdo, not the Ishacharis. And when he became 13, he married a different woman. So he's biblically married to his second wife. He's an adult. And he's rabbinically married to the first wife. He never lived with her after he turned 13. So he has one biblical wife and one rabbinic wife.
Oh, sorry? No.
Rabbinically, they're tzaris. Biblically, he's only married to one. Umeis. And he died. So Imlo Yadas Rishayna Mishahigdo. If he didn't live with the first one. Now, if he lived with the first one after he's 13, he did Yibum. So now he's biblically married to two wives. Tzaris. But if he didn't live with the first one's rabbinic. Second one is... What?
Yeah.
Okay. Reuven died. Shimon, 9-year-old. Imla yadas v'shayna m'shehigdol. Harishayna chaletas v'lai m'shevemes. The first one, right, needs chalitza and can't have Yibum because she's falling from two houses. Reuven died, Shimon did Mimer, and then Shimon died. So she can only get chalitza. She can't get Yibum. Hashniya aichalet is aimishavemes. The second one is only falling from Shimon's house because she was a real biblical wife. So she can either have chalitza or Yibum. So the first wife is Reuven's wife, who had Mimer from Shimon. The second wife is a regular wife.
She had what?
Yeah.
The
third brother gives chalitza.
But he did it to the other
wife. No, he has to do both.
He has to complete the both.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this in Mitzvah on Monday. What? We'll see.